If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. The entire studio is filled with food and gentlemen, Kennedy. Not a bad way to start on a Monday. So it is Townie Madness. We are getting ready to announce our wicked winner. How was that, Dan?
You're getting better right at the end of the competition.
I'm trying, Kennedy.
Yep.
So we started.
We'll knock the Florida out of you yet.
We started with the No Oz to Be Seen 16. We narrowed it down to the Accented 8, and then the Frickin' 4, and then the Townie 2. We have David from Dorchester and Donnie from Boston. Good morning to these guys. Big round of applause. Nice. Welcome in, guys. So we're going to start first with David from Dorchester. David, good morning.
How are you?
How are you doing, my friend?
Good, excellent.
Yeah, get real close to that microphone for us, too.
Excellent. I'm doing awesome.
You should be able to stand down the hallway and be heard. That is wild.
Honestly, just the two of them going back and forth in the conference room. If we don't have a segment called Townie Talk with these two after this, what are we even doing?
Now, did you two figure out, did you guys know each other or no, and you guys were just chatting it up?
No. When I pulled in the parking lot there, I saw the food truck, and I'm like, that's him.
That's so, the sausages so, here.
Yeah. So I went over there. I said, are you Donnie? And he goes, yeah, I'm David from Dorchester. So we came down, you know, shook hands. We came in, and
So what got you into this contest to find Boston's best accent? Were you listening, or did somebody tell you, "Hey, might be the guy"?
It was actually my girlfriend Michelle.
Right.
She was listening to the radio, and she goes, "David, no, they just said da da da. You got to call right now." And I called, and I got through.
How could you not with that voice, my friend?
No, yeah.
And let me tell you what. Like, I it was my job to sort of talk to everybody as we went through from the 16 down to the 2. And, you know, we asked a lot of them. We asked them to record statements and send them to us.
Sure.
It was a little bit of work.
It was a lot of work.
Gotta tell you what, Donnie was first every time, all time.
Okay.
And then when he had questions, he would ask me. I think I got 3 or 4 emails over the weekend.
Yeah. That's Kennedy rolling her eyes.
It's fine. You. No, I don't mind.
That's what you call ADHD.
Like, honey, I'm well aware. I'm familiar.
So I'm 54 and still medicated. So everything that comes to my brain, I'm going to blow up
and
your
I
email.
Get it. And I'm okay with that, both of you. I didn't mind talking to you at all. I love that you took it so very seriously. And Donnie, did you think by coming here with the truck, you were going to get votes?
Yeah. I mean, like I said, Dave's taking a sandwich home to go.
Yeah, nice.
We got him a Dom Pom to go. But like I said, food wins everybody's heart over, especially at this place.
Oh, that is a fact. We love to eat.
And then you like Dom's too, right?
I love Dom's. We're over there like once every 2 weeks. I love that place. Mm-hmm. We go there all the time.
I'm the same way. I go to Mike's Roast Beef. I get a roast beef.
Now you're
my
talking.
Boy Jumptown over here. He's a roast beef with the North Shore
now,
beef.
Now, but did you hear about the contest, or did somebody call you as well?
Well,
you
I listen to the show too.
Right.
Because I like it. And I'm trying to figure out like how smart Kennedy is.
She is that smart.
You know what I mean?
We're still trying to figure it out after all these years.
Some might say wicked.
Yeah. But my sister Genevieve, she's like a diehard radio person.
Yeah.
Oh, you got to call. You got to be part of this contest. So
right.
I called in, and then I got lucky, and then I met Dave out here in the parking lot, and we were talking about Market Basket and all that.
I listened to
rituals.
These cats talking about how they used to sell the papers for 20 cents, kid.
Yeah, you sold the Herald, right?
I sold the Globe and the Herald when I was 10 years old in front of the Hancock building.
What I did when I was a kid, I was side hustling, so they had the box. I'd take the papers out of the box. I think it's been 7 years, right? And then I'd take it over to the Our Lady of Grace Church and sell them for $1.50 and make some money, the papers.
Here's what I know. Ever any of us take vacation, I know who's filling in.
Yes.
Yeah. That's it. That's
Double D for sure.
Because you are just joyous. Both of you. You make me smile. Thank you. Thank you.
So, Donnie, I know you've been riding around with the food truck since this competition started. Has anyone been coming up to you?
Yeah, actually, a couple. One lady was nuts. Remember last week, guys? We were at Hanscom Air Force Base. She was screaming across the parking lot, "Hey, you the guy on the radio?" And I'm like, yeah, at Hanscom. So we've had a few.
Do they walk up to you and say, "You need to say sausage is here"?
I do that a lot.
My
website is iloveyoursausage.com.
Is that real?
Really? We didn't know. You haven't pumped it at
all. I get no spam.
Good for you, buddy.
I get no spam. But I'll tell you, that's going to be the payday, not the food truck. When some creep buys that thing off me, that's the payday. It's not the food truck.
I don't hate it.
I was scared to type it in at first.
No, I thought you were joking.
It's legit.
It's
yeah,
fine.
I love you. I got a bunch of them, but some I can't say.
8 inches of pure Italian love, I had peppers that. And onions.
Well, it used to be 9 inches of pure Italian love, but then when we measured the sausage, it was an inch shorter because we had to get it in the Pianodosi roll, which is an 8-inch roll.
And you're not a liar, and I appreciate that.
See that? You're a Malden guy. You know. You're picking up what I'm putting down.
Okay, Townie Madness. It is David from Dorchester.
I've never felt like such a stranger.
And Donnie from Boston. And it is time to announce the wicked winner.
Let's do it.
You ready for it?
Yeah.
All right, we'll do it right after the commercial.
Oh!
And the song.
Welcome to radio, bud.
It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drive deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.